More than 200 Muslims, many of them children, came to Frankfurt earlier this week. It was the first Muslim day at the capital. While it focused on legislative education and engagement, not everyone welcomed the Muslim visitors and their faith. The day began with a formal ceremony in the capital rotunda, and then Muslims met with lawmakers. Miriam Ederat of Lexington was there with her fifth-grade son. She says many Muslims work in the private and public sectors.
All the issues and situations that affect all Kentuckians, they affect the Muslim community just like all citizens. But we just wanted to make sure that everyone, you know, that we have a seat at the table.
Well over 100 children from Islamic schools in Lexington and Louisville came to Frankfurt. Dura Ghazi, who's 14, came to the U.S. 7 years ago. Her family fled Iraq and spent time in Syria. Ghazi was asked what law she would like to see.
I kind of feel like guns shouldn't be allowed since there are school shootings and stuff. Just to protect us and protect everybody around, I feel like it should be just only for the military and not needed for just random people.
Outside, one man with a bullhorn demeaned the Islamic faith, calling it a false religion, while two other men held signs. One read, "Repent or perish." Aisha Al-Jajakli from Louisville had this reaction to the onslaught of commentary.
Yes, they have their freedoms, but Muslims aren't like that. We're nice people. We're just like every other human being, and everyone has different religion. But that there's some bad people in the world, yes, but there's also some good people.
Organizers of the Muslim Day at the Capitol hope to make it an annual event. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.